राइट सुपर इट्स 93.5 रेड एफएम पे मैं हूं तुहिन आपके साथ. टुडे वी विल टॉक अबाउट वेयर कैन यू पार्क योर मनी. यस देयर इज अ न्यू प्लेस व्हिच हैज कम एंड दैट इज कॉल्ड क्रिप्टो करेंसी. बट व्हाट इज अ क्रिप्टो करेंसी, हाउ कैन यू इन्वेस्ट एंड व्हाट यू शुड कीप इन माइंड व्हाइल इन्वेस्टिंग. वेल आई हैव गॉट विद मी सुमित गुप्ता फ्रॉम कॉइन डीसीएक्स. ही इज द को-फाउंडर एंड सीईओ. वेलकम टू द शो. हाउ आर यू डूइंग सुमित?
Thank you, Tuhin. Thank you for inviting me to the show. It's amazing.
Coming straight to the point, for new investors, why it is important to invest in crypto these days?
In the fintech space, as you can see, so many new products and services coming up, so a lot of new startups coming up. And one of the industry that's seeing a massive transformation is the blockchain space. There's so much innovation happening in the blockchain and Web3 space, right? You have NFTs, decentralized finance. So there's like a new sort of industry that is being created, which right. believes in the concept of decentralization and all of that. The underlying thing is the blockchain technology, right? Which is quite innovative, transformative, have a lot of use cases, and we'll cover some of that. But net, as the economies are getting more digital and decentralized, and if you understand the benefits of blockchain crypto, actually blockchain and crypto are going to play a pivotal role in this transformation, right? Because they are a space which is completely digital native, right? To imagine, you can see like the kind of transformation internet did in the 1990s, right? Where everything got digital, and similarly, right. A lot of these companies are adopting to blockchain, you know, in terms of PayPal accepting it, in terms of a lot of these institutions, they are now opening up to crypto and blockchain, right? So this is a new industry that is being created. And, you know, there are various tokens or coins that are currently a part of this economy, right? Bitcoin is a store of value. So now the benefits of Bitcoin, it gives a very strong portfolio diversification tool. People, if they have X amount of capital, they generally, it's a rule of investing that you diversify it across different asset classes. This is the fundamental rule. You don't put all your eggs in one basket. And that is where Bitcoin as a store of value is giving a good portfolio diversification tool. Second is it's again a censorship resistance. What it means is that right now, a lot of these assets are controlled by central intermediaries, right? This is an asset which is decentralized, right? Which does not have a centralized authority to control it. So it gives a very strong hedge, especially in such a volatile market, for example, where you have seen Russian currency just going down by 50% in a matter of right. 2 days, right? How do you, where do you keep your money, right? So people have figured out a way, okay, you know, I would want to keep this money and diversify it across different asset classes. For example, gold has now also increased because the capital is going into different asset classes. And, you know, crypto or Bitcoin in particular is attracting a lot of this capital. And that is the reason why this is also a good way to look at an avenue where you can diversify your wealth. The third important thing is that crypto as an asset class, right, has less correlation with other asset classes. For example, if someone has, 1 lakh rupees, you would not want to keep everything in one asset class. For example, equities, mutual funds, right? That is a one asset class. Right, real right. estate, gold, you can diversify it across different asset classes. But because crypto is sort of has less correlation with all of these other asset classes, it is also a very strong tool for that. For example, JP Morgan Chase published a report where they mentioned that people should have maybe 1% of their holdings into crypto for diversification, you know, 1% to 10% depending upon your risk appetite. And if someone has 5% allocation into crypto, it gives them 40% upside in terms of the overall returns. For example, if right. someone is getting 10% on an annual basis, if they have 5%, and this is backtested, right, over the last 10, 12 years. So with that, I think for an investor, you know, it is fundamental that they diversify their investments, and crypto is a very strong asset class where people have been doing this diversification.
So the fund diversification ke bare mein yahan pe baat ho gayi hai.
Today we will talk about where can you park your money for new investors, why it is important to invest in crypto these days.
In the fintech space, as you can see, so many new products and services coming up, so a lot of new startups coming up. And one of the industry that's seeing a massive transformation is the blockchain space. There's so much innovation happening in the blockchain and Web3 space, right? You have NFTs, decentralized finance. So there's like a new sort of industry that is being created, which right. believes in the concept of decentralization and all of that. The underlying thing is the blockchain technology, right? Which is quite innovative, transformative, have a lot of use cases, and we'll cover some of that. But net, as the economies are getting more digital and decentralized, and if you understand the benefits of blockchain crypto, actually blockchain and crypto are going to play a pivotal role in this transformation, right? because they are a space which is completely digital native, right? To imagine, you can see like the kind of transformation internet did in the 1990s, right? Where everything got digital. And similarly, a lot of these companies are adopting to blockchain, you know, in terms of PayPal accepting it, in terms of a lot of these institutions, they are now opening up to crypto and blockchain, right? So this is a new industry that has been created. And, you know, there are various tokens or coins that are currently a part of this economy, right? Bitcoin is a store of value. So now the benefits of Bitcoin, it gives a very strong portfolio diversification tool. People, if they have X amount of capital, they generally, it's a rule of investing that you diversify it across different asset classes. This is the fundamental rule. You don't put all your eggs in one basket. And that is where Bitcoin as a store of value is giving a good portfolio diversification tool. Second is it's again a censorship resistance. What it means is that right now, a lot of these assets are controlled by central intermediaries, right? This is an asset which is decentralized, right? Which does not have a centralized authority to control it. So it gives a very strong hedge, especially in such a volatile market, for example, where you have seen Russian currency just going down by 50% in a matter of 2 days, right? Where do you keep your money, right? So people have figured out a way, okay, you know, I would want to keep this money and diversify it across different asset classes. For example, gold has now also increased because the capital is going into different asset classes. And, you know, crypto or Bitcoin in particular is attracting a lot of this capital. And that is the reason why this is also a good way to look at an avenue where you can diversify your wealth. The third important thing is that crypto as an asset class, right, has less correlation with other asset classes. For example, if someone has, you know, 1 lakh rupees, you would not want to keep everything in one asset class. For example, equities, mutual funds, right? That is a one asset class. Real estate, gold, you can diversify it across different asset classes, but because crypto is sort of has less correlation with all of these other asset classes, it is also a very strong tool for that. For example, JP Morgan Chase published a report where they mentioned that people should have maybe 1% of their holdings into crypto for diversification, you know, 1% to 10% depending upon your risk appetite. And if someone has 5% allocation into crypto, it gives them 40% upside in terms of the overall returns. For example, if someone is getting 10% on an annual basis, if they have 5%, and this is backtested, right, over the last 10, 12 years. So with that, I think for an investor, you know, it is fundamental that they diversify their investments, and crypto is a very strong asset class where people have been doing this diversification.
So the fund diversification ke bare mein yahan pe baat ho gayi.
Right. So next big question is, what should people keep in mind before investing in crypto?
I think people should study about it rather than just investing at the, you know, to make returns quickly. That is a wrong perception, right? People should understand what they are investing into, right? Invest various small part of their portfolio to get diversification and do a proper research. And right now, a lot of this material is also available online. You go to YouTube, you search about it, you'll get a lot of information about that. There's also DCX Learn platform where people can go and start their crypto learning journey. So now there's a lot of content that is available where people can start learning, but it's also important that people invest in it by understanding the risks also. What are the downsides? What are the risks, right? And then invest a smaller portion, and then as they get more comfortable, because it's not a good idea to just invest X amount of rupees in the hope of making 5X or 10X. That's the wrong perception, right? So people should definitely look up to that. And if something is too good to be true, if something is giving you exceptional returns, then I think people should double check that, okay, you know, what the project is all about. Because right now, because the regulations are also not there, then we try to do to our customer base. Okay, these are the things that you need to take care of in terms of account protection, in terms of investing. There are basic rules of investing. Just like in equities, you don't invest in small caps, right? You largely invest in blue chip stocks or high market capitalization stocks. Similarly, in crypto as well, do not invest in risky assets. Invest in assets which have a long history, which are higher market capitalization, like Bitcoin, Ethereum. They are high market cap, you know, cryptos. So they have less risk. Of course, the return is lesser, but the risk is also lesser. So based on the risk profile, investment should be done.
Everybody's talking about digital money. So how is digital money is different from your bank transaction? Because there also your money is digital. But what is this digital money which is coming in as a crypto?
So properties are the same. The only difference is one is in a centralized system, the other one is a decentralized system, right? One is on, like, you can't see what transaction happens in that digital money right now, which bank actually owns how much capital, right? There is higher NPAs, like banks give out loans to any company. And then we have seen, you know, the shipyard like fraud, 22,000 crore, right? We don't know what bank is doing with that capital. Even RBI does not know, right? So there is no transparency. It's all within a black box, because it's all built in a centralized system. Now imagine all of that is built on blockchain, and
blockchain is fundamentally open. It's a transparent distributed ledger. Now banks, there will be higher transparency. Every individual can just go online and check on the blockchain how many assets are held by a bank, how are they using it, because all the transactions are recorded on the blockchain, right? So the end use case is going to remain the same. It's just that now you have higher transparency, lesser cost, because right now all of these are built by centralized systems, you know, but now it is open, right? And you have a way on how you can trust these ledgers, how the transaction is happening, you know, which bank has what, how are they operating, you know, so there's a lot of transparency that will come into the ecosystem.
So it's only transparency. It's not like if I buy one digital rupee today, kal uska cost do ho jayega.
No, it's not for price gains, right? So both are different things. I think a lot of confusion. A lot of people say, okay, once CBDC comes, what will happen to the crypto? The reality is both are different, right? Just like you have INR and you have shares of a company. Similarly, you have CBDC and you have cryptos where people invest in.
Right.
Cryptos is an investment asset class. CBDC is a part of payment system. Government will tomorrow come up and say, okay, this CBDC is a legal tender, right? Which will be used in the economy. Both are different things.
क्रिप्टो करेंसी के बारे में यहाँ पे बात चल रही है. आई एम इन कॉन्वर्सेशन विद सुमित गुप्ता, हु इज द को फाउंडर एंड द सीईओ ऑफ कॉइन डीसीएक्स.
Right now, tell me the must-have crypto tokens one should have in their portfolios.
I can just share some fundamentals that I use, right? I look at various fundamentals like how much market capitalization is there, how many people hold on to it, what is the level of decentralization, like if that token is held by a very limited set of people, right? Then versus people that the token is distributed, right? That gives a better sort of diversification. So look at all of those basic parameters and then deeper research if I'm depending upon how much capital is going into that crypto as part of the overall portfolio. But sticking to high market capitalization, less volatile cryptos is definitely something that people should look at. And very, very important to understand, for example, if people are investing in HDFC share, then they understand that, okay, HDFC is a bank, this is what the business model, at least to that level, they should understand the project that they are getting into.
So you won't name top five cryptos where people should.
I would refrain to comment on any specific crypto.
Last but not the least, is this the right time to invest, because trends are totally low right now? And Ethereum has gone as down as 196 and Bitcoin has gone as low as 24-25. So is this the right time or should we wait for it to fall?
I think there should be a process in which how people invest. Generally, the strategy that I follow is like whenever I see a good price, I buy it in small parts and then accumulate it over time. Right? That is the method I follow personally for investing, and I don't trade actively. I'm a long-term believer, long-term investor into this, right? And then depending upon what excites people, right? People can, but generally it's advisable that you do not put all the eggs in one basket. You do not put all the money in one instance. It's better to divide it, right? And then, we are coming up with exciting solutions for that as well, right? Which is people will get to know and start using it in the very near future. And then we'll keep on building solutions which will help people make safer investment decisions, right? But generally, it's dividing it into parts because the markets are volatile will help you. And there's a very standard technique like dollar cost averaging. So you do that, dollar cost averaging, that will at least prevent you from this volatility in the market.
Right.
And divide that investment into multiple parts rather than putting all in one go.
So angrezon ne jo bahut saal pehle kiya tha wo aaj aapko apne paison ke saath karna hai, that is divide and rule. I'm in conversation with Sumit Gupta, who's the co-founder and CEO of CoinDCX. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Tohin. Great. Love talking to you. Thank you so much.
And Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Bajate raho tutur tutur Tohin ke saath.